Italian painting from the 17th and early 18th centuries. Here on display are works from several Italian artistic schools, ranging from Venice to Sicily. Examples of naturalistic and experimental styles have been privileged over other works, coming out of the tradition of courtly classicism that prevailed in Rome. Two of the works displayed here are 19th century copies of paintings by Pietro Novelli. Novelli, the most important Sicilian painter of the 17th century, developed his personal style by drawing upon a wide range of sources, especially Van Dyck and the Neapolitan followers of Caravaggio. Many artists from Northern Europe, including Rubens and Van Dyck, worked in Genova. They strongly influenced the local painters. Their skillful landscapes, animals, and still lifes were very popular among the nobility. As a result, local painters were encouraged to make use of similar subjects. One of them, Antonio Maria Vassallo, exhibits here his country landscapes and mythological scenes. Also, the 17th century Venetian style is represented in this room by a small work attributed to a follower of Sebastiano Mazzoni. Mazzoni was an extravagant artist, working at a time when painting was still strongly influenced by the great 16th century local pictorial tradition. He was part of an intensely Baroque trend that had been introduced in Venice by three foreigners, the Roman Domenico Fetti, the German Johann Liss, and Bernardo Strozzi of Genova. Most of the paintings in this room come from the Bologna school, which maintained an excellent reputation, thanks to the work of the Caraccias and their pupils, well into the second half of the 17th century. A small chiaroscuro painting, The Concert of Angels, represents Lorenzo Pasinelli, perhaps the most emblematic figure of Bologna's painting during this period. His work, as a moderate revisionist of the classical tradition, in a Baroque and Neo-Venetian way and a skill in adapting his artistic language according to occasion, made him something of a mediator between different artistic trends. He served as a reference point for younger artists. The anonymous author of The Beautiful Roman Charity was clearly influenced by the Bolognese tradition, especially by Pasinelli. Pasinelli inspired even Giuseppe Maria Crespi, the most eccentric and original artist of Bologna's late Baroque period, in the early years of his career. Influenced by great artists, especially by the Venetians and Ludovico Carracci, Crespi went on to develop a very personal style, characterized by short, rapid strokes, made with the tip of the brush, and dark, atmospheric chiaroscuro paintings. The great immediacy and expressiveness Crespi brought to his work, which ranged from altarpieces and portraits, to paintings of rustic scenes and still lifes, is displayed here in two of his late paintings. A similarly melancholic mood characterizes the three large landscapes in this room, and it is no accident that for many years, these works were attributed to Crespi. Antonio Francesco Peruzzini probably painted them during his Bolognese period. Peruzzini, who came from the Marches, worked first with Sebastiano Ricci, and then, for many years, with Alessandro Maiesco. They made an important contribution to the evolution of 18th century landscape painting. Maiesco was born in Genova. Later, he worked as well as Peruzzini, in Tuscany and in Milan. The two painters worked together on several occasions. Here Maniesco's style is represented by the work of a follower, who imitated his dark-shaded crucifixion scenes. Maniesco's manner, both in his realism and formal stylistic features, is in many ways similar to Crespi's, but shows a tendency towards the grotesque and the eccentric, with an often brisk and detached tone. The parrot paintings depicting Pulci and Fruit are the work of Antonio Amorosi and Giovanni Paolo Castelli, known as Spadino. They both belong to the Roman anti-academic tradition, which was strongly influenced by Flemish art. The artists of the school, in open dispute with classicism, produced still lifes and scenes of country life known as bombacciati. As in the preceding rooms, the ceiling dates from the arrival of Napoleon's troops in Bologna. It is characterized by a French-style decoration with a false curtain and has been attributed to the decorative painter Serafino Barazzi, who worked here together with the ornamentalist Francesco Santini.